This is Twit.
Apple is trying to figure out what it's going to do. China has banned all but the iOS 12 iPhones, thanks to the Qualcomm lawsuit. One way to do this, an increase, I don't understand how this will do it. You can explain it to me. In Pegatron iPhone assembly to skirt China ban. Is Pegatron outside China?
This whole thing is so... it's Pegatron. I don't know because they're all Taiwan-based, but they manufacture a lot in Shenzhen, I think. But it's so weird. It's a Qualcomm patent, but for software, and software updates can get around the patent because it's really a software patent.
So the thing is just eventually legal the patch would change this.
Yeah, I mean, there were rumors that were rushing out the patch this week just to...
According to the Nikkei Asian Review and documents they saw, iPhones produced by Pegatron are exempt from the ban, whereas phones sourced from Foxconn and Wistron are blocked. Apparently, Pegatron pays a license fee for the software Apple uses that's Qualcomm's asserting they own, and Foxconn and Wistron don't. I didn't even know that was possible.
Apple. I saw the lawyer yesterday on Bloomberg. He was dapper, and he had the best name ever.
What was that?
It was like Thaddeus Robash or some amazing like young adult novel. I'm going to double check it. Some amazing young adult novel name.
What did he say? He say even we lawyers can't figure this out.
He just said it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo to distract from the fact that they had no case and that they were abusing Frand. And all the same things. Like the basic talk. He was not a lawyer for Apple. He was a lawyer for Apple manufacturers who was not very happy.
And it seems like this is all getting caught up in
the trade war.
It's all about the trade war.
Yeah. You know? It's just tit for tat. It's a retaliation.
Theodore Boastress Jr. Sorry. Theodore Boastress Jr.
That's a good name. You're right.
Isn't that Dick Van Dyke's name in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Pegatron is also looking at moving some of its iPhone production to Indonesia, and that's about tariffs.
Right.
That's what happened to my e-bike. Where did my e-bike go? It's in here somewhere. It took me months to get it because they had to move their production to Germany from the U.S. Right. because they had a $300,000 bill for the motors they had imported from China due to the new 25% tariff.
This is typical what's going on. So many industries related to tech, and even some that are not related to tech, they can't make the plans they thought that they could make 5 years out are now inoperative because now they have to have a plan. Whatever plan B and plan B they had before, now they have to have a plan B prime, a plan C prime. I talked to someone that was a couple months ago that was like, we literally have three books on the shelf. One is if Trump gets thrown out of office before the end of his term, one before if he does not get reelected, but a Democrat takes over, one is if a Republican takes over, and all with sub issues on basically what happens with tariffs and relationship with China. And a lot of it is really long term stuff, not just, oh boy, oh, thank goodness the tariff war is over. Now we can go back to business as usual. We're seeing them saying, well, let's start relationships with other chains. Let's make sure that we now have alternatives to go to, whereas we thought that this line was absolutely rock solid. Now we have to realize that we're building on sand, and we have to be able to move the caravan whenever we need to.
Now Qualcomm's going back to China. They said, oh, that worked. Let's see if we could take advantage of this political situation to get the 10S, 10S Max, and the 10R banned. Financial Times says Qualcomm's asking courts in China to ban the latest models. We plan to use the same patents to file suit against the three new iPhone models.
It'll be interesting.
It's kind of sleazy to take advantage of a political situation to.
I wonder whether at some point this becomes there's a possible future 10 years out that has like when we say what happened to Qualcomm, you know, like where did they go? Well, and it was like, well, they picked a fight with one of their largest suppliers or what largest clients, you know, and, you know, Apple is slowly working them out. You know, a lot of people are working them out. And I think a lot of people are, you know, that this push that Qualcomm's doing could end up, you know, doing them a lot of damage in the long term.
I was trying to figure out why my iPhone got 12.1.2, but my iPad did not. It's still at 12.1.1. There's two reasons. One, because the eSIM had a bug that they enabled in 12.1.1. But the other reason there's an update on the iPhone is these patents.
Yep.
This is an attempt to address the three patents in the Qualcomm case so that they don't lose the right to sell iPhone, this year's iPhones in China or elsewhere.
It's a benefit to being able to update every modern iPhone with the push of a button.
Qualcomm says despite the 12.1.2 update, Apple continues to violate the injunction that would see iPhone sales banned in China. Qualcomm believes they're in violation of the court order, even though they haven't been given permission to do so. So what a vicious fight is going on.
You know, to Alex's point, Qualcomm is a silicon vendor, and that's not even their main business. Their main business is patent licensing, and those two businesses aren't harmonious. One, patent licensing damages their other business, and they've had a lock on a lot of the chipsets because if you wanted to sell phones in America, you had to use CDMA because of Verizon and Sprint, and that was not the case internationally. But Qualcomm took an exorbitant tax because of its right to the U.S. market, and like even Samsung, who makes their own much better chips than Qualcomm, had to use this. Well, decided it was in their best interest to use Qualcomm chips in the U.S. thus bifurcating their phone lines. But that's increasingly not going to be the case, as you know, Huawei and Samsung and Apple and all these companies start going to their own silicon and now to their own modems. And I think it's really short-sighted of Qualcomm to put they made a lot of money off of these patents. Yay, great for them. Smart business. I'm glad they got it. But I think to Alex's point, they could have looked to their very short-term future and seen we can either progress this and try to gouge as much money as we can before we crash and burn, or we can do a fair arrangement with all of these companies and all of these territories and make quite a bit of money still going forward for years to come.
And when you look at Apple opening up, expanding, you know, they're opening up in Austin, but they're also expanding their presence in San Diego. They're doing that, you know, for some specific reasons. You know, I mean, you know, it would be very convenient if you had, I mean, I don't know, you know, what Apple's doing there, but Qualcomm is in San Diego, and it would be very convenient in California where there is no non-competes. You can start, you know, with their kind of wallet, Apple can start draining their engineering staff, you know, and that's something that, you know, I don't know what Apple's going to do with it. I know that's what I would do with it.
Yeah, you Qualcomm's guys are engineering vicious. Staff
isn't. If someone took me to court, if someone played dirty pool with me in China,
but wait a minute,
I would open it, up and I would try to hire every one of their engineers.
I mean, I don't pretend to understand this case. I don't know that it's dirty pool. Admittedly, it's
they
a political
want an
situation going.
Of profits.
Yeah. Well,
like they want profits. They believe that their component in the phone is so important that they deserve royalties based on the entire phone, not just on their component. Which
yeah, but Apple's saying they're not going to give you one red cent either, right?
Well, they're saying they'll pay a fair and reasonable amount, like based on the cost of the component, not on the cost of the phone. And if you think about like Sony makes a sensor, Sony's saying cameras are so important to phones now, we want 20%, and the modem wants 20%, and the AR technology wants, and pretty soon there's 120% of the profits leaving the phone. I mean, every company has to be reasonable. But the bigger problem is that Qualcomm's patents are, again, they're eating their business. They don't have the best engineers anymore. They just announced their new processors, and it's a generation behind what Apple and Samsung are doing. And that's just not in their best interest either, because it's hard enough to have a merchant silicon business, but if you're draining it for the patent fights, that's just even worse for you in the long run.
Yeah.
Well, their real product is compatibility. The fact that they've got this chipset that works everywhere with every carrier across the world, and they have a lot of experience in making sure that these things maintain compatibility. They also have a lot of experience in fighting to make sure that the standards that are approved are very compatible with what Qualcomm wants to make or what Qualcomm can defend. So it's not just that it's not just manufacturing capability. It's not just the speed of the processors. It's the knowledge that if you put that Q processor, that Q modem inside your device, a lot of your problems are solved. We see a lot of stories about how Apple and other companies, because they are smart, working on their own technology to replace Qualcomm's, but that's going to have a bunch of growing pains. They're really going to have their chips up and working for several years of testing before they would try to put inside something as specific as an iPhone. The Apple, you know what kind of disruption it takes when you find out that on one carrier in one country, that an iPhone is now not working or it's not getting the promised speeds. That's almost a crisis point. Imagine how bad it would be to say that, well, so long as you're not in a zone that has both 5G and LTE at the same time on a tower that has a common misconfiguration on it, you will get good speeds. Otherwise, enjoy your Haze Robotic 1200 modem speeds. So that's really what they're selling. But Renee is absolutely right. They're real. I think they're playing their hands way too hard.
Yep.
This could be. I have heard of companies in the past essentially being as smart as Renee is saying that, well, we know that we only have a few more years in which we can make money off of this. So let's just smash open as many piggy banks as possible. And if it involves holding people's feet to the fire and basically holding companies' products hostage, we're going to have to do that. But Lord knows that their business transitioning into wearable processors is not doing that great because they are building chips for almost a dying range of mobile of wearable devices right now. So they're going to have maybe they really are in this sort of drastic, let's get as much money in the kitty so we can ease out the coming storm.
Well, and I believe that
they literally can't afford to make those watch chips. Like that's the reason, they have bad watch chips is because they reused an old chip and now they're reusing the reused old chip because they don't have enough money to invest in new chips. And a lot of that I think is because of the way that they're draining their coffers through these patent fights.
Well, and I believe that the SEC is investigate them under the FRAND requirements, and if they lose that, then all of this goes away. Like, you know, it's a devastating.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled by Apple's choice of Intel modems either in its devices, which are worse than the Qualcomm chips. So that hurts consumers, doesn't it?
Yeah. Once again, that's a big. It's not a third rail, but it would be a very, very big step for them to say we're going to go with a less compatible modem than the industry standard. So
it's a, you know, these things, nobody wins, unfortunately. They're expensive and drawn out. And I'm sure both sides feel like they have a case here or they wouldn't be pursuing it. It is a shame that it got caught up in the trade war.
Right.
But
more importantly, both sides feel as though they have a very deep financial interest to keep this fight going rather than to find a point in which to settle.
Yeah.
This isn't like Microsoft Apple from years ago where each had something that the other wanted or needed. And so they could come back and say, Apple, you can help us out a lot with this antitrust thing we're going through with the government. Apple said you could really help us maintain credibility if you were to pledge support for the Mac for the next few years. Qualcomm Apple does not have anything like that going on. It really is. Qualcomm saying basically thinking that Apple is the key to the continued success of the company. They need those taps of money to keep on going. Apple is saying you are holding us up. You're charging us money that we don't think we need to pay. This is not going to end except in fire.